Barrenjoey Road, written by Neil Mercer and Ruby Jones and read by Emma Carey. She sat in the near dark, feet on the concrete steps that curved down to Manly Beach. It was 2 in the morning and she was alone. The soft glow of the street lamps behind her, the sound of the ocean in front. The minutes passed. Eventually, she stood up. And at 3:30 on the morning of the 2nd of March 1971, Jane Hampshire walked the 5 minutes to Manly Police Station, an arched brick building on the north side of Sydney Harbour. She told the officers on duty that she had been sexually assaulted. "We know this much because the New South Wales Police Incident Report, reference number 023475, detailing Jane's case, has survived down through the decades. It's just 2 pages, but even now, 50 years later, it makes for confronting reading on 2 counts. First, the brutality of the attack. Second, the apparent indifference of the police working the graveyard shift that morning." 2 sentences from the official report sum up the attitude of the officers. At the time she was first interviewed by police at the Manly Police Station, she appeared upset and had been crying. But there were no visible marks of any violence on her body, and her clothing was not torn or dishevelled. The report concluded, "Because of the doubtful nature of the report, she was requested to return to her home." Which was what Jane did. She went back to her flat, which, it appears, was not far from the Manly beachfront and the police station itself. Courageously, however, she returned to the police station about noon the same day. But the detectives on duty appear to have been as unsympathetic and unconcerned with their job as their night shift colleagues. The incident report from that day makes it clear that Jane was very frightened, but then goes on to note that she had not screamed or called for help. And as far as the police were concerned, there was some further scepticism because during the alleged acts committed on her, she did not struggle to any degree, although, as she stated, the acts did cause her some pain. A policewoman who had viewed parts of her body saw no signs of violence. Perhaps not surprisingly, given the attitude of the police, Jane didn't want to make a formal statement, submit to a medical examination, or go to court in the event of suspects being charged. Detectives concluded, "Under these circumstances, the complaint could be considered one of a very doubtful nature." Which was how it was recorded on the incident report. Alongside the heading complaint, there are 2 boxes, one for rejected and the other for doubtful. There is no box for accepted or to be investigated further. Police dismissed 18-year-old Jane's report with apparently 0 investigation. No canvassing of residents, no interview with Jane's flatmate. None of the basics. Little wonder that so few women ever went to the police.